Hey, you're listening to Marketing Out Loud, a daily podcast where I share advice, stories, and insights to help you build a thriving professional services business. To subscribe to the show, visit marketingoutloud.fm.
There's always going to be a trade-off between revenue and reach. Okay, there's always going to be a trade-off between increasing revenue and increasing reach. And I don't mean in the long term. Obviously, in the long term, you want both revenue and reach to be increasing. You want those lines to be going up and to the right. But what I mean is more so in the short term, especially if you're a small shop, whether you're a solo consultant or solo professional, or you're a small boutique firm, and you've got limited resources. Your time is limited. You're busy helping clients. Your staff's time is limited. Your financial resources are limited. And you've really got to make some tough decisions sometimes. And there's often trade-offs that had to be made. And I'll give you an example of this. Right now, as of the time of this recording, this may have changed by the time I release this, but at the time of recording, I'm trying to fill seats in my group coaching program called the 90-Day Pipeline. And so when you're trying to fill seats, you're focused on revenue, right? So you're working the relationships that you've worked hard to build in the past, relationships that you've been nurturing, to get them to a point where they may be ready to do business with you. So that's revenue. So now I'm on the phone, I'm doing consultations, I'm taking calls, I'm sending emails, I'm engaging with people on LinkedIn. I'm having these direct conversations to see who's ready to jump into my group coaching program, the 90-Day Pipeline. But there's a trade-off there, that the more I focus on revenue, the more I focus on nurturing those relationships and closing deals, the less I'm focused on reach. Things like increasing my advertising campaigns, or improving them rather. Things like creating content for LinkedIn. Things like podcasting. Although I am still doing those things. So I haven't stopped, but there's a trade-off, right? The more time and energy I invest in increasing revenue, the less time and energy I'm investing in increasing reach. Both need to have a baseline. Like, you can't drop the ball on either. Otherwise, in the long term, you're in big trouble. But sometimes you have to go all in on one of the two at the expense of the other. And that's okay. That's okay. I think the important thing is to be very deliberate about what you're doing, right? It's to be deliberate about making that trade-off. Right now, I know I'm making a trade-off on reach. I'm cashing in on some of the reach I've established in the past to increase revenue. But once I have a number of seats filled in my coaching program and I'm happy with the capacity and that's moving along, then I'm going to go the other way. Right, then I'm going to invest more in reach at the expense of revenue. I know I could generate more revenue if I keep going down that path, but there's a balance here, right? I don't want to overinvest in revenue at the sake of reach, which jeopardizes the long-term health of the business. And I don't want to overinvest in reach at the expense of revenue, which jeopardizes the short-term health of the business. So there's a delicate balancing act between revenue and reach. Sometimes you've got to make short-term trade-offs, and that's okay as long as in the long term, both revenue and reach are increasing steadily.
Hey, thanks for listening. Do me a favor. If you like what you hear, go on iTunes and leave us a rating and a review, because it helps more people discover the show. Thanks so much.